Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you turn away a 13-year-old trick-or-treating? Because a town in Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia, as a matter of fact, is trying to keep the tricks out of the treating. Throwing kids in jail for trick-or-treating after the age of 12.
That sounds really intense. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix with producer Dave. Maybe they need to just keep their town in check. If it's getting to the point that 13-year-olds are going to go to jail because they're asking for candy in costume.
Well, they're not actually.
I mean, God forbid.
Scary stuff.
They're trying to scare the kids into staying home. And they do say, though, that, hey, a 13-year-old trick-or-treating with younger siblings is okay. They're not going to throw this kid in jail. But. Oh. If he's out there smashing pumpkins, like producer Dave has said.
Well, yeah, that's not good.
How do you know
good.
If they're a younger sibling? What if it's just some kids from the neighborhood who they just decided to, you know, catch up with and act like they were part of their friend group?
What if it's a really tiny adult in costume?
Exactly. So many.
Because producer Dave still wants to go trick-or-treating.
Yes. Still had a costume picked out and everything.
You have a baby face? You would pass for maybe 14, so.
I pass for like 13 every other day.
When you shave, you look really young. Real young. Wear a mask.
Well, thank you.
You'd still get that costume. Thanks. You'd still get that candy.
Well, if you're going trick-or-treating with the kids this year, don't forget about the trick-or-treat guide at 991themix.com. It's our Fright Guide, Milwaukee. It's all brought to you by Wisconsin Fairgrounds. So you can check that out. And then we'll go over to the phones at 414-799-1099 and ask Adrian, would you turn away a 13-year-old trick-or-treating?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, they're just trying to have fun. They're not hurting anybody.
I was literally a teenager last year, and I went trick-or-treating.
So,
did you?
Perfect.
Yeah. What did you go dressed up as?
Oh, I went as, like, Ariel in one of those onesies because I was freezing. But, like, I went and I dressed up, and I had a pretty good costume. And, like, as long as you put the effort in, I think you should, like, you know, get something out of it.
Adrian, I think are you thinking about it this year, too? Are you thinking, you know what, I had so much fun last year. One more year. Just maybe push it one more time.
I'm thinking about it, but I don't know if I necessarily have time, but I'm definitely thinking about it. My friends and I are talking about it.
Well, and it's like, do you put a limit with other holidays? Sorry, you can't get an Easter basket. Sorry, you can't get a Christmas gift.
No Christmas for you.
Spread the love. It's a holiday.
Right, like, yeah.
What about the kid table at Thanksgiving? Do I graduate to the adult table yet? I'm past the age of 15.
Well, that depends on your maturity.
Well, I still sit at the kid's table.
Producer Dave loves a kid's table.
Yeah.
Adrian, thanks for the call.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Misty, you turn away a 13-year-old at the door trick-or-treating?
No, I would not.
Right, because they're having fun.
Well, you're only a kid for so long, so let the kids be kids, and if they want to trick-or-treat, let them.
And you know what, Misty? You bring up a good point. Everyone's so quick to talk about kids grow up too fast or they don't grow up fast enough. This is one of those kind of sweet, innocent things that they want to still participate in. Let them.
Let's slow life down a little bit.
That's a good way to wrap this up.
Goes fast enough. Thanks.
Producer Dave, you can still trick-or-treat.
There
yes!
You go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.